Actually had like the same amount of business that we're getting as before, but we have less people, so we kind of think that like the people that are coming are ready to shop. They're not just coming to kind of mosey around.
That's Catherine, who operates a table where market bucks are sold on Saturdays.
It's just been a lot more rules. Obviously, since we do have a statewide mask ordinance in effect, you have to wear a mask here. Even though it is outside, it is still a public space. That's really the biggest rule. We try to have people limit their parties, so not have a group of 20 people show up at the same time. We try to enforce distancing, and then we do have a max capacity of 180 guests. The alternative is nothing. So this is a good alternative. Our farmers especially are seeing really good sales. Some of the packaged vendors are having a lot harder time because they're not being able to sample, but some of them have kind of adjusted their model, so they're selling smaller packages of things so that people don't have to, you know, commit to a $20 purchase. They might just be able to try something for $3 or $4 before they buy the whole product.
Andy Young is the manager for Black Cat Farms.
Some people I've heard say they're not even aware that the market is running because of the COVID. I think there's just a lot of misinformation and confusion, but we're here. It's a little slower for sure, but we have to sell our vegetables. They're all ready and ready to be eaten and enjoyed, so we have to come and bring everything that we can. COVID is hard. It's hard in every way. It's hard on everybody.
So my name is Tim Broad from Highland Honey, and it's been a tumultuous, different kind of year at the farmers market for a plethora of different reasons. The biggest reason here is that I sell real honey, which is substantially different than what most people have experienced, unless they grew up in a beekeeping family or friends who keep bees. What that means is not being able to offer people taste of samples to broaden and change their arena of foods has been a hardship for them, and of course for me economically. And then of course we don't have as many, you know, traveling dignitaries. So it's been very hard on the organization, on the public, on of course me and the bees, because unfortunately finances fuel all of us to various degrees, no matter what our professions are.
I'm Lisa Steinkamp, and my company is Spark and Honey Granola. People are out and coming, wearing their masks and getting their goods. There's a one-way path through the market, and I think the market staff has probably had to put in a lot of effort to make sure that people stay distanced. The market also decided to do an online pickup, and that has gone over so well that they're going to do that year-round now. So that's kind of like a silver lining, I guess, if you want to think about it that way.
I'm Sean. I am from Bloombox Foods, and I sell lettuce-specific salad dressings.
So last year, there were so many more farmers here. And so, like, when there's somebody here selling lettuce, I sell more dressing. And when there's somebody, you know, the flour guy used to be next to me, and I could talk to his customers while they were there and generate a sale. Here, you know, get them over here to taste this. And it's just that spontaneous piece isn't here this year. It's better than I thought it would be, that's for sure, at the beginning of the year.
I'm Lyle Davis. I own Pastures of Plenty Farm.
So how has this been different this summer?
It's been radically different, but not all bad. Our challenges have been more the inability to find farm labor, the combination of some of the federal government's recent policies combined with COVID has made it nearly impossible to find farm labor. And then it was just, you know, an exceedingly hot, dry July, August. So those have honestly been the two biggest challenges. There's no question that the attendance is a fraction of what it normally is. But that's not all bad, because those who are coming are serious buyers. I was on the verge of having a record catering season. Of course, that all went away with COVID. You know, even though market has been, the attendance is dramatically scaled back, so are the number of farms participating. So we're one of the few farms who have been here since early May. So sort of the less competition combined with the fact that those who are attending are very serious buyers, we've actually had a very, very good market year.
I'm Jessica. I'm with Morton's Organic Orchards. We're an orchard over in Palisade, Colorado. We normally do stuff like peaches, cherries, apricots, that kind of stuff, mostly stone fruits. It's been different for a lot of reasons. Number one, it's been different probably the most because we've lost about 85% of our peach crop in April in that late frost that came through. And 100% of everything else. We lost all of our cherries, all of our apricots, all of our plums. So it's been really, really slim this year because we've only had about 15% of a crop.
Karen Beeman of Wee Bee Farms is known as the market's garlic lady.
For me personally, the farmer's market has been great. For one thing, because people are coming who just want to buy food. It's not quite as entertainment oriented and it's less overstimulating. The people who have come have been very gentle and kind and patient. The sales for garlic have been half of what they normally are, so I've had to stay longer to sell the same amount. So all in all, it's been good. It's been very awkward for people in the beginning to try to figure out where to stand and how to pay. Very awkward and stressful in the beginning. But it's been a little bit more relaxed as people have gotten more used to it.
The outdoor farmers markets will continue through November 21st. For KGNU, I'm Roz Brown.